Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Pelican Scooper Hoop-Ball.com presentation. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank, at Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter, LyleSwithenbank, as in bank, at Hoopball Pels is the show. Go and give us a follow over there, it'd be fantastic. And also, if you're listening on an Apple device, go and give us a rate and review, and you'll love all that sort of stuff, comments and the like, and you know, we appreciate all of the support and everyone that keeps getting around us time and time again, even though the Pelicans have been out for, 6 weeks now. So we roll on. By way of NBA update, we're heading into Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Championship. We've got the Bucks and the Hawks, with the Bucks up 3-2, looking to get it done over in Atlanta. We'll see what happens. That is on Sunday morning my time. It's Saturday night in the US. Should be a blockbuster, so I'll be looking forward to seeing that game. Giannis and Trey both still doubtful. Don't know whether or not they'll be back. We'll see what happens. But, yeah, hopefully we get to see the teams at some sort of full strength, because a battle like that is not something to poke a stick at, and we like to see the guys compete. So, really, really good fun. Today is going to be a probably a short and sweet one as well, a bit like the one earlier on in the week. I think if we try to keep them nice and crisp and just hit the things on the head, everyone gets an enjoyable little podcast, and we get our little pills fixed at the same time. So, first off the rack, we're going to start with Nikhil. So, he's still playing over at Canada in the FIBA qualifiers. Canada's been doing really well. Yeah, they absolutely, I watched them against the Chinese and absolutely rinsed them. Yeah, it was pretty embarrassing, honestly, for China. They look second rate. I don't think they're making it to the Olympics. But Canada, you know, they look like the real deal. They look like a really, really good side. So, looking forward to seeing how that pans out. From this tournament, it looks like there's one spot available in the Olympics to get in. So, we'll see what happens there. The teams in that currently are Uruguay, Turkey, Greece, Canada, China, and also the Czech Republic. So, we're heading into the semi-finals coming up this weekend. I think Canada will take on the Czech Republic, and then Turkey will take on Greece, and the winner of Canada and Czech versus the winner of Turkey and Greece in the finals. So, looking forward to seeing that all pan out. A guy that has been playing really, really well has been our own Nikhil Alexander-Walker, and we've seen a whole range of moves from him. A really well-rounded game the other day as well against the Chinese, as I was saying. And it was impressive to see this guy come off the bench still, but contribute straight away. He was tasked with bringing the ball up. He's playing backup point guard for a lot of it, and then a little bit off the ball. But otherwise, looked really, really solid. And you love to see that, you know, for the Chinese, they got Ki Zhao, who is an absolute behemoth. He was their best player far and away, and the rest of them look second rate. It's probably a bit rude to the Chinese guys who are coming out to play, but they did. Compared to Canada, they just got absolutely rinsed. Big games from Lou Dort. He had 11 points. Nikhil had himself a game. He had 11 with 8 rebounds, 5 assists, only 1 turnover, and plus 30 on the night. So you're looking at these 4 of 10 shooting, but that's all right, 40%. And he honestly played really, really well. He come in, played 27 minutes, and we saw an array of moves from him. You know, he pulled up, he hit a 3 in transition. His defensive nous and being able to read those passing lanes and step in on the defensive end was much improved. His anticipation was great, and he looks stronger. He looks like he's able to hold these guys. And, I mean, maybe playing against guys that are half your size helps, but, you know, even in the mismatches, he was holding his own and really impressive to see his development. So, glad to see that happen. We'll keep our eyes on the FIBA qualifiers. We're coming into, obviously, Olympic territory towards the end of July. So, we're going to just finish our NBA playoffs, and then a couple of weeks later, we'll be in the Olympics and watching our respective countries playing. Hopefully, Australia pulls it together. News out of the Boomers camp today is that Josh Giddey is not in the 12, the final Boomers roster. The potential draft pick, he has been brought in as one of the three, like I suppose, train-on players. I think you can have 12 and then 3 guys that don't play but are also there just to fill out the rest of the roster. So he's in that 3, but is not going to be making the final 12. A lot of controversy about that down in Australia, but at the same time, if he's not ready, he's not ready. He's 18, and he's still in the squad. He's just not going to be probably featuring. He'll play in a few of the exhibition games from all reports, but his time will come. He's only a young fella, so, and you know, it's only 3 years to the next one anyway, so he'll be all right. Now, despite that, little bit of tidbit. The main reason for doing this pod today is that we were listening to the stupidity, Dan Le Batard and friends, probably butchered his name there, but Stan Van Gundy featured on the podcast. The first time speaking out since the dismissal. We hadn't heard from him for a little while. We didn't even really get an end of season sort of rundown. Stan, let me set the scene. They've got the two fellas there interviewing him. It's all via Zoom, and Stan's lying back on his bed in New Orleans, hands behind his head, just looking as relaxed as could be. You know, and it was good to see. He was sitting there, must have had his computer on his belly, and looking down the barrel of the camera, and you know, he looked relaxed. He looked fine. He said he was moving out of New Orleans by the end of the week, I think, Friday, or next Friday, I guess. So I suppose they're in moving territory at the moment. Things going everywhere. There was the courtesy dog barking in the background, which was good. So all that fun stuff that comes with doing interviews on Zoom. But I digress. This being his first interview, he said he was coming on to speak with Stu because it was his mate, and you know, he'd already committed to going on there before he was before it was mutually decided that he would part ways with the Pelicans. Stan was candid, honestly, and you know, high level thoughts before we dive into it. Is he lied back? He looked relaxed. He looked fine. He looked like it was all part of the business, and you know, he was in good spirits, and I think it was actually refreshing to see, because after the season that we sort of had, you know, and by no way did we achieve what we wanted to achieve, and you know, wins and losses at the end of the day is what fans want, it's what the team wants, it's what the players want, even what the coaches want. Of course it is. But we, with the season that it was, you know, we talked about it with Elliot Clough, and he said, you know, we had 12 post All-Star break training sessions. You're in at 7 a.m. every day getting your COVID test, and then again before the game, and every off day you're in. at work doing the same thing. It's a 24/7 job. These guys don't get much downtime this year. They compressed 72 games into, what, 5 months. It was a big ask. Really big ask. And you know, I think Stan hit the nail on the head when he was saying, you know, pre-All-Star game, we were second to last in defense. Post-All-Star game, we got up to seventh. You know, finished the season seventh in defensive efficiency. And that in itself is just an absolute credit to him and the coaching staff being able to actually implement something and getting guys to buy in. Whether that was because he just played different guys at different times, but and probably the emergence of Najee Marshall helped a bit. Jackson Hayes finally working out how to play basketball was also probably a big help. But it was fantastic to see. And these guys, credit to the coaching staff and also credit to the players, because why shouldn't we give credit where?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Credit's due. This was a tough year, and I think everyone across the world has had a tough year. So, yeah, good on you, Stan, for pushing through. Now, into the enough of this fandangled carry-on that we have, the lovey-dovey stuff. He talked about the parting of ways. So, They talked about it being reported as mutual. I can confirm that it was not mutual. Stan is very diplomatic in the way he talks about this, in that it was about 4 weeks after the season finished that he was let go, which he said was unusual. Usually it's pretty quickly that they move on, and I think we've all commented that, yeah, it has been a little while, and we've probably left the coaching search a little bit longer than traditional sort of coaching searches as they go. So I don't think he was expected. I mean, he was frustrated and disappointed, I guess, but he also made the comment that he doesn't want to be anywhere that doesn't want him. So in a way that it's mutual, well, of course he's been fired, but at the same time, he said, well, all right, I'll go then, you know, and obviously with the 4 years remaining on the contract, you read between the lines, must have been some deals cut there and how that was going to pan out. So, I mean, if I'm him, I'm saying, well, I'll have the rest of my 3 years contract. But, you know, contract's a contract. But anyway, it was interesting to see. Now, they also asked him the question about Zion Williamson and that, you know, there was these rumblings that Zion's family was part of the reason that he was fired. And he said if it had happened, he wasn't aware of it. He spoke so highly of Zion and said, this guy, you know, if anything, the Pelicans probably enhanced his reputation this year and put him more on a spotlight because we played Point Zion, we played, you know, Power Zion, and you got to see this array of different skill set that Zion possesses. And from all reports before the season, there was no other coach that talked about this Point Zion as an actual possibility. So, you know, now we can see what this kid can do. And now it's about finding the right coach. But credit to the coaching staff this year for uncovering that and continuing to develop these guys. It really was a testament to them. And Stan reiterated that he doesn't like this, I suppose, narrative that players sack coaches. Yeah, while they might go and have a conversation, just like you or I at our jobs, or go and talk to HR, or go and talk to, I don't know, whoever else, your boss, we don't directly affect someone else getting sacked unless it's some egregious, I don't know, incident. But it comes down to the owner and the front office. And Stan said it eloquently in that they make the decisions. These rumblings of these players being unhappy or being pushed or not liking that, and not liking the way that Stan Van Gundy deals with them, you know, that's all part and parcel of the NBA rumor mill. So at the end of the day, it's Trajan Langdon, it's David Griffin, and it's Gail Benson and her ownership group that make this decision to sack Stan Van Gundy. So I don't put credit. I don't buy into this. Oh, Brandon Ingram was unhappy, and like maybe he was. People are unhappy with you know, their situations all the time, and Stan reiterated, you know, you don't always like everyone that you work with, but at the same time, you got to go in and do a job, and you like to hear that, and I think it comes from being, you know, around the league and around this industry for such a long period of time, is that he understands it's a business. Other things he touched on, the big jump, the you know, exponential growth that some of the young guys had. I mean, yeah, Jackson Hayes, Nikhil was looking good, Najee Marshall, Kyra at times looked like a really good point guard. You know, Zion, even his development throughout the year, Brandon Ingram completely changing his shot, Lonzo changing his whole role. You know, these guys, they did adapt and they bought in. So that's going to be interesting to see if that continues under the new head coach whenever we decide to find one. And I'm sure it will, because these are only young guys. And Stan Van Gundy reiterated that so many times, that this was a young group of guys and they expect you to win games with young guys. Well, he compared himself to Tom Thibodeau in New York. Well, they went and got a whole heap of nuggety defenders that liked to battle and wanted to play Tom Thibodeau's way. Well, we didn't have that. We had a whole heap of young guys, and then Eric Bledsoe and Steven Adams, who couldn't stay healthy, and we struggled. And the results were what they are in a pretty deep Western Conference, if we're honest. You know, if we're in the Eastern Conference, we're playing in the playoffs at the moment. So be, or make of that what you will. Overall, Stan, he was fine. You know, he looked relaxed. They had a good laugh on there. They had a few lighthearted questions at the end. But he was, at the end of the day, disappointed that he's not coaching Zion anymore. He cautioned that Zion and, well, I suppose, yeah, well, all the guys are having their third coach in 3 years. You know, this is not great for consistency and continuity. They're changing everything again, depending on who they bring in. And he actually plugged Fred Vincent as the guy to take over. He said, Fred's been here longer than anyone. He was before Alvin even. So if you can get a guy like that, where he's seen all of the struggles and trials and tribulations of each of the previous coaches, well, maybe he can harness all of it, and he knows what doesn't work and he knows what does. And he's a player's coach, because he's built these relationships with the guys, rebuilding their jump shots and working on the shooting. Perhaps he could step up into that lead role, but again, we don't know until David Griffin hops up there or on the podium and announces it alongside the coach, or we hear Woj tweet it out. But who knows? It's it's going to be an interesting sort of few weeks. Hopefully, it's only a few days and they pick someone soon. I mean, I don't know what they're going to do. You know, you hear Charles Lee and then you hear Willie Green as the two, I suppose, front runners, the two remaining guys that they're really keen on. Mike D'Antoni apparently is also in the running. But who knows? Who knows who they're going to find? What they need to do is find a guy that fits the culture, wants to has an identity and has an idea as to what we want to do with this team. And if it's to win championships, well, everyone needs to be on the same page. We hear these wishy-washy David Griffin dancing around questions carry on in his presses when he fired Stan Van Gundy that, oh, we don't have an identity or anything like that. Well, since you've taken over, there needs to be an identity up on a whiteboard straight away. You got Zion Williamson. I think your identity needs to be win Zion Williamson a flag. Get him a chip straight away. And you push your chips into the middle, and I know we've talked about things like that, but it'll be interesting to see what they decide to do. So, overall, key takeaways from Stan's press conference is he's probably not going to do many more. He's just about to, I think he's retired from coaching. He's over that, I think, unless probably a Hail Mary God offer came to him and asked him to do something. He said he'd never say never. I mean, he said we've got a young team. We need to be able to grow and get that consistency. And he's right. And find a defensive identity. And all of the guys have something to work on. They know that. So we'll see what happens, I guess. So, what do we want to see? I mean, we want to see a coach soon. We really do. We want to see a coach and hopefully we do. Anyway, it's good to see Stan looks healthy and looks happy. And, you know, you don't wish ill will on anyone. It's been one of those years and everyone should be coming together. So, good luck to him. And hopefully we find a coach soon. I think I'm going to put a pin in it there, guys. As always, we are brought to you by mybookie.ag. Use the code HOOPBALL when you sign up. And, of course, manscaped.com. HOOPBALL20 is the code. Treat yourself. Go and get yourself a lawnmower 4.0, which is apparently even more advanced than the 3.0, as probably the name suggests. Get yourself one of them. Anyway, look after yourselves. I'm going to put a pin in it. I'm Lyle Swithenbank. This is the Pelican Scoop. At Hoopball Pels is the show. Bye for now.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.